Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's not much time here. We mentioned just 2 weeks or so, 16 days for the Braves before the opening game, and you cannot really afford to experiment too much in the early part of a 60-game sprint. It's not like 162 games, and you may have a little bit more latitude in the first month of the season to, you know, mix and match and experiment a little bit. You're really pretty much going to have your lineup kind of like locked in place. And for Brian Snicker, it seems, Joe, that, you know, if the plan is to platoon a catcher between Flowers and Darnold, what do you do at third base? You're going to have to make a decision there. How are you going to stack your outfield? Who's going to be the DH and what the batting order is going to be, either with or without Freddie? There's a lot of decisions to be made here fairly quickly.
There really are, and it's amazing. When you said 16 days away, I mean, that just really shined a light on really how close we are to this thing getting going. And, you know, they can't wait too long before they got to start getting pitchers, getting their work in on days where that will set them up to be ready for their first start of the season. You know, like, they got to get them on a schedule pretty soon. And I know, obviously, Max Fried and some other guys threw yesterday. They're starting to get those guys working in groups now. But it will be fascinating to see how they actually come to make these decisions, because they're not playing against the typical competition that they would in a normal spring training, obviously, against other teams. They'll be playing against themselves, and I assume they'll keep some internal stats on some of these simulated games and these types of things. I don't know how much of that stuff will be made public, but Brian Snicker has made no bones about it that the guys who are going to play are going to be the guys that show that prove that they're the best options during the summer camp. I mean, like you said, there's no opportunity to get a guy at bat because he's young and you want to help him with his development, all that stuff. No, like, if Austin Riley wants to get the at bats every day, he's going to have to prove it in summer camp that he's capable. He should be in the lineup. And based on spring training, by the way, he definitely was proving that. So I would think that Austin Riley has a really good chance to be a guy who's playing every day. I don't know if he'll play third base. I don't see a situation with the Braves where you're going to be able to have a very set lineup like you would in a normal season, both with guys in the field and in the batting order, just because you've got these games coming in rapid succession. The Braves play 20 games in a row to start the season, only one of seven teams that has a stretch of 20 consecutive games in this shortened season. And also, you just don't have the same ramp-up time, so guys are not going to be as fit and physically ready to play when the games do start. So I think that Brian Snicker is going to have no choice but to rotate some guys in, use the DH spot through multiple players so that you can give them some breaks. And I think that it's going to make for – and I think that, by the way, the Braves are not alone in this situation. I think that pretty much every team in baseball is going to have to figure out a way to manage themselves around this very difficult situation to play in. And I think that the Braves, it's to their advantage that they have such a deep roster that they're able to do a lot of this stuff without losing a ton of talent on the field while they do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.